This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here we are, as we've been reporting for a good couple of three, 4 years now, in the middle of an historically tight labor market, which means companies and trade associations and unions are looking everywhere they can for people to fill critical, skilled jobs. Here's a source that doesn't get a whole lot of attention in this economy. Apprenticeships, they're big in places like Germany and Australia, but the number of people doing apprenticeships in the United States has been climbing steadily the past couple of years. In 2018, the Labor Department says more than 500,000 people were getting skills while pulling down a salary at the same time. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
When Stan Best was finishing high school in the 80s, the path to a successful future was clear. Everyone from his parents to high school guidance counselor were in agreement, go to college. So that's what he did.
I went to Virginia Tech for about a year and a half, and I left before they could throw me out. I was responsible for paying for my own way.
And he wasn't getting much out of it. Then his brother encouraged him to apply for an apprenticeship at the Newport News shipyard, where workers build aircraft carriers and submarines for the military.
It's very pragmatic. It's very hands-on and practical with what the student is doing down on the waterfront.
Best trained as an electrician, went on to become a nuclear reactor test engineer, and eventually returned to the apprentice school to train future shipbuilders.
To tell somebody that is going to be a blue-collar worker that in the future you could end up with a six-figure job, it's not what they're normally hearing in the high schools.
Apprenticeships are mostly concentrated in the skilled trades. Unlike internships, they typically provide several years of on-the-job training. Apprentices earn a full salary and usually land a permanent job. Professor Joseph Fuller at Harvard Business School says expanding apprenticeships in the U.S. will take a change of thinking.
We have been preoccupied with a college for all mindset, and that is not bearing the fruit that we hoped.
He says too many young people are finishing college with huge debt loads and working in jobs that don't or shouldn't require a college degree. He estimates there are currently 3 million job openings in the U.S. where apprenticeships would make more sense, including many in banking, healthcare, and technology.
I didn't even know that there was a possibility for me to work in this field until I applied for the apprenticeship program and got accepted.
Tiffany Spriggins did her apprenticeship at Accenture in Chicago and now works as a software tester for the consulting firm.
I didn't have to go into debt and I didn't have to spend so much time in school because the time that I would have spent in a traditional program, I was actually on the job getting real life skills and real life experiences.
Nick Wyman heads the nonprofit Institute for Workplace Skills and Innovation and did his own apprenticeship when he lived in Australia. He says such programs aren't just helpful for job seekers, they can help employers address one of the biggest challenges in the labor market today.
Employers can't find the people with the skills they need, yet there's a lot of educational institutions that have been churning out people. So there's this labor market mismatch.
To help close that skills gap, the Trump administration is expected to finalize a regulation soon that will create a new kind of apprenticeship run by businesses, schools, unions, and other groups instead of just the federal government. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.